It's not going.
Oh, yeah. It's still green on the bottom, so it's still fresh.
Okay, I got you.
Okay, yeah.
In the hills above downtown Ventura, three young women are struggling to pull a huge weed-like bush out of the ground.
All right, 1, 2, 3, go, pull. And
oh, I got part of it.
Way to go.
The women are part of an army of college students in a unique community project. The entire incoming group of new students at California Lutheran University in Thousand Oaks, more than 600 in all, is kicking off the new school year with a project to aid in recovery efforts from the deadly and destructive Thomas Brush Fire. They're removing weeds, spreading mulch, and picking up garbage in the Ventura Botanical Gardens, Sarah Cross Park, and Grant Park.
It's pretty nice. It's interesting. It's good for the community, so I'm enjoying it.
Gordon Richardson of Simi Valley is one of the Cal Lutheran students taking part in the project. Classmate Michael Cuellar is from the San Fernando Valley.
It was really sad to see all that go down, you know. A lot of people lost their houses and stuff like that, but I mean, we're here now trying to help out and rebuild. It's a good thing to help out the community.
The fire hit the parks just north of downtown Ventura hard.
The fire was devastating for us. We had 106 acres of the park up here, of Grant Park, burn, and we've had crews come up and cut trees that were burnt and mulch them, and so these students, 650 of them, are helping us move that mulch into our areas, like our pathways and our garden areas that need the mulch, and we couldn't pay for this. You know, it's like a really good deal for 650 volunteers to come up here for an afternoon.
Ventura City Councilwoman Christy Weir says in addition to the weed removal and mulching, there's a lot of trash being removed.
We found all kinds of litter after the fire. It's amazing when the plants burn away, you find all the litter from decades that have been building up. So they're putting that in trash cans for us. And they're also moving stones. Over the years, we've had vandalism with our stone walls. People just decide they want to throw a stone over the side.
Much of the work is focused on a beautiful plateau in the Ventura Botanical Gardens. From the plateau, you can see all of western Ventura County plus some of the Channel Islands. But the Thomas Fire hit the area hard. Jenny Claiborne with the Botanical Gardens says having the students remove weeds and cover the area with tons of mulch will help protect the land against winter rain.
This is the South African garden, so this is called Summit Plateau. We hold weddings up here, big events. We can host 500 people on this location. We need this area mulched because after the fire, then we've got soil that the mulching will help us with erosion, which is going to be a big concern once we have rain again. It needs a lot of volunteers to be able to do this.
David Baer is a volunteer with the gardens.
This is, I think, between 600 and 700 people for 2 hours. You can imagine that's 1,400 hours worth of work. That would be a lot of work for just the handful of volunteers that we have.
Izzy Bordegay is a Cal Lutheran group leader hoping to manage the project.
I think for those that grew up around here, it was obviously we're all like really sad by the fire. I'm from Newbury Park, so it was like close and we knew people who lost homes. But also for the students that are out of state or international, they knew about this fire. Now they're working on it. So I think it's like a really great choice. It's like such a positive project.
The things that we're trying to do here, we're going to need individuals, I would say about half of you, to start weeding the back side of that. We're taking these hay bales, we're putting them onto the little pathway that we have here.
The students say while it's an unusual way to kick off the school year, they feel good about hoping to make a difference.
One day before your classes start, I think it's a little bit weird, but I mean, we're doing something nice. I think it's a good way to start off college.
Like, I didn't think I was going to be doing this today. And then they told me about it, and I was like, okay, all right then. But yeah, it's a little strange. But I mean, it's cool. It gives you a chance to really see, you know, who you're going to school with, so you don't feel like you're by yourself.
The decade-old You've Got Served effort has created a labor pool to do projects which might not otherwise take place because of cost. Cal Lutheran is the parent of KCLU Radio. In Ventura, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.